From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's president. Mr. Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro held a joint news conference after frank and candid talks in Havana on ways to advance normalization efforts. The U.S. president hailed the progress in relations between the United States and Cuba, while acknowledging that the two sides continue to have very serious differences on democracy and human rights.
Cuba is sovereign and rightly has great pride, and the future of Cuba will be decided by Cubans, not by anybody else. At the same time, as we do wherever we go around the world, I made it clear that the United States will continue to speak up on behalf of democracy, including the right of the Cuban people to decide their own future.
Mr. Obama is to attend a state dinner late Monday at the Revolutionary Palace. He will deliver an address to the Cuban people Tuesday. The U.S. military says it has set up the first all-American firebase in Iraq since the start of the conflict with the Islamic State group. Carla Babb reports.
The base near the northern Iraqi town of Makmur is part of the U.S.-led coalition's efforts to prepare Iraqi combat forces for the fight to retake Mosul. Firebases generally are temporary encampments intended to provide supportive fire. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says fewer than 200 Marines have deployed to the base to protect U.S. advisors and Iraqis who are stationed at a nearby Iraqi military base. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty of 5 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A 3-judge panel in The Hague ruled unanimously. This is VOA News.